Letters of Encouragement is sponsored by New Beginning Health PC Addiction and Recovery Services. If you or a loved one are in need of addiction and recovery services, please feel free to contact us at New Beginning Health PC. That's newbeginninghealthpc.com. At New Beginning Health PC, we believe every patient deserves a new beginning. Hello, beloved. Do you know why people cry at funerals? They cry at funerals because many realize that they will no longer be able to see or communicate with that loved one who the funeral is for. In today's session, we're going to sit in, if you will, on a young girl who's trying to share her last thoughts with the loved one she's lost. And she does it in one of the most powerful ways imaginable, through a letter. Sit back and enjoy this time with me as we listen to a letter from my parent. Beloved, oftentimes when I interact with the patients that I see at New Beginning Health PC, one of the most challenging times for patients is when they're in recovery and they have just lost a loved one. Oftentimes there's a lot of guilt and regret. They remember the times when they were in recovery and could not fully communicate with that person in the way that they wanted to. And I think the loss is amplified by the fact that they feel there was wasted time. I wanted to share this story with you today about one such interaction, told in the form of hopefully a memorable story. It's about a young girl who, while searching through the attic in her house, decides that she wants to write a letter, but discovers that many years ago, her loving father had written such a letter to his mom. I titled today's message, One Last Time. It was a sad day when our dear friend April lost that father who she loved so much. Although things had not always been great, she knew that the time that he was gone now would hurt. April had struggled with addiction for many years, and she'd finally gotten to the point where she was sober, living life and enjoying it. And they'd had great times together, her and her father. She'd rekindled their relationship with not just him, but with the entire family. But they'd had a special relationship, very similar to the one that they had when they were young children. April thought about the things she missed about him. His caring, kind spirit. His sense of humor. She remembers almost every joke that he ever told her, because they made her laugh in that special place. Not just in her face, but inside. That laugh that comes deep within and lets you know that you're special because you're connecting with what the one you love is trying to say. She also remarked on his stubbornness. Yeah, that stubbornness that at times would cause him to make decisions that would just have her scratch her head. She missed it now. She realized it was his way of being an individual, different from everyone else. She would never forget it, because she saw how that same individuality was one of the traits she missed so much. And of course, she missed the times they spent together. See, time with him was precious. It was as if it didn't move and time stood still. All the wonderful things, all the wonderful experiences, and she felt she could share anything with him. Anything. Yes, she loved him. And he loved her. And the love was so beautiful, so she felt that probably one of the greatest things that she missed was the unconditional love that he had for her. She wanted to write him a letter. Even though he was now gone, she wanted to put these things down in words and put it somewhere. Because she knew that someday someone would find it. And she wanted to capture how she felt. So she went upstairs to the house and in the attic, and he had an old desk that he used to work on there. And he had stationery that he wrote letters on. She used to send letters to her mother, he told her. And when he wanted to send her something to remind her of his love, even at times when she was in the throes of her addiction, he would send her letters. And they always cheered her up. Now she felt a little sad. The desk stood the way it had always been. It's a little empty. And she could almost feel like he was looking at her and staring. She could smell his scent by the chair and the papers that were on the desk. She opened up the drawer to look for a pen to write. And in there she saw a little box. And underneath it, what was sticking out looked like an old letter that had never been sent. She opened it up and looked at it, and it was written, "A letter to my mom." And the beautiful thing was that she recognized immediately it was his handwriting. He'd written it to his mother. And as she looked at it more, he realized that he'd written it to his mother on the day that she died, just like she was about to do now. She couldn't help herself, so she read it. And it read like this. "If I could have you back for just one day, Mom, there's so many things I would want to tell you. Words could never express the love I have for you. But I will try my best to put the feelings into words. First, I want to thank you for all the sacrifices you made for me. You worked tirelessly to provide for our family and ensure we had everything we needed. I know that Dad was there as well. But you, Mom, you showed me the importance of hard work, perseverance, and determination. While Dad was out working, you were there for us every day. And your unwavering support and encouragement allowed me to pursue my dreams and become the person I am today. I also want to tell you how much I miss you, Mom. There isn't a single day that goes by when I don't think of you. I miss your laughter, your hugs, and the sound of your voice. Even though you're no longer here physically, your memories and the love you gave me will always live on. I wish you were here to see the person I've become. I hope I made you proud. You taught me the values of kindness, respect, and compassion. I try to carry those values with me in everything I do, and I hope I'm doing a good job. I wish I could hear your words of encouragement again and see your smiles when I accomplish something. I want to thank you especially for those times when I struggled with the using of alcohol and I wouldn't listen, hang out with those friends who encouraged me to drink. But you never gave up on me. You smiled. And when I was down, you helped bring me back. I'll never forget it. We have a new addition to the family. Her name is April. I'm sorry that you won't get to see her on this side. But I wanted to let you know I'm going to raise her in a way just like you taught me to. I see her as God's gift to me, as we came from you. I want to tell you about all the important events in my life like this since you've been gone. There have been so many milestones that I wish you could have been a part of. It makes me regret the time that I wasted. I graduated from college. Hey, got my first job, bought my first house. I also had my share of struggles and challenges, but I learned to persevere through them. One thing that I've come to realize since you've been gone is the importance of family. I cherish the time I had with my siblings and the memories we created together. I realize now how hard Dad worked, that he loved us. We sort of didn't understand all the things, but you always helped keep everything together. I learned from observing you and him to always be there for my children and my loved ones, as you and eventually he were always there for me. Mom, there are so many things I wish I could tell you about, but I guess the most important thing is I want to tell you how much I love you. You and Dad were the best parents a child could ask for. I want to always be grateful for the time we had together. Your love was unconditional, and it continues to guide me, even though you are no longer here. I also want to thank you for the lessons you taught me about love. You see, the love that you had for each other was pure and unbreakable. I saw it in the way you looked at each other and the way you cared for each other. And I felt it in the way that you cared for me and the rest of my brothers and sisters. And what you taught me, two of you, was the importance of finding someone who loves and respects you for who you are. I think I found that. You see, Grace, the woman I married, and through whom we have April, she's the one that you told me I would find one day. I thank you for believing in me even when I didn't believe in myself. And Mom, as I come to the end of this message, I want to tell you that you're always in my heart. I'll never forget the memories we shared and the love you gave me. I hope that wherever you are, you're happy and at peace. Thank you and Dad for being the best parents a child could ask for. I miss you more than words. And I'm only sorry that I didn't get to give you this letter while you were alive. But take it from me here. Read it in heaven. And know that one day I will join you. And at that time, we'll have a blessed reunion again, and I will continue as I do now to show you all the love that you always showed me. Thank you for a beautiful life. Thank you for loving me, your child. April came to tears as she read what her father had so beautifully written. She felt his presence as if he was touching her shoulder. And when she looked at the bottom of the letter, there appeared to be a teardrop right over "I love you." And she could hear his gentle voice whispering, "I love you, my child." April wrote her letter that day. She folded it up, put it in an envelope, and placed it underneath the letter that her father had written so many years ago to his mother. She was a changed woman, a different woman, but in some respects, still the same. The love that had grown in her from the father who loved her through all these things had changed her heart and helped her perspective on life. And she knew that he would read that letter wherever he was right now. And that tear that had graced the letter he'd written to his mom was a tear of joy and a reminder to her that she is loved. This has been a production of Letters of Encouragement. Letters of Encouragement is sponsored by New Beginning Health PC, Recovery and Addiction Services. If you or a loved one is in need of recovery or addiction services, please feel free to contact us at New Beginning Health PC We're located online at newbeginninghealthpc.com. With New Beginning Health PC, I'm Dr. Alfonso Brown. Join us next time for another letter of encouragement. Thank you. Peace, God's richest blessings, and grace.